Hello, dear friends. This morning we are actually starting our journey. And we have ahead of us 3 days of root chakra activation. Today we'll start tuning in to this hidden power of your first chakra. First of all, we need to learn the most important insight into this chakra. And then we will practice some basic root chakra activation. Before anything else, where can you find exactly the root chakra? This chakra resides slightly inside the perineum, midway between the genitals and the anus. If you turn your attention to this area, you can even feel the root chakra as a sort of a knot or a pressure point, as if there is some kind of an unrecognized gland deep within the perineum. Take a moment to notice that now, perhaps the root chakra is physically relatively small, but in psychological and emotional terms, it is dramatically significant. In fact, it determines the health and balance of your very structure, the very way you hold yourself in life. It's like the roots of a tree that nourish and sustain the entire tree. Now, we can't imagine how much tension and anxiety we accumulate in this area. This area, which is, by the way, also related to the legs and to the base of the spine, remember this connection, particularly to the legs, is our most instinctive and primal response to life. With every change in life, it gets shaken. And of course, it also anticipates and and dreads changes. So it tends to get shaken even by mere imagination. That's what we call worry. So it is a sort of a storehouse, when at least it is unbalanced, of anxieties and fears and existential tensions. So when we're not conscious enough, our root chakra is basically in a sort of a shaky state, a consistent shaky state. And there is a great irony here. The thing is that the more we look for safety, the more we strive for safety, we actually become even more vulnerable to any change. When you expect life to be unchanging and to be eternally safe, this dooms you to a condition of constant worry and dependency. And eventually, even small shocks, even small agitations, so in our reality, can be experienced to our conditioned first chakra as tremendous upheaval. What we need to begin to realize is that the first chakra is a dormant power of creating in you a sense of inner stability that can put an end to this vicious circle. When the root chakra's power is unleashed, it actually leads you to a very different direction, to perfect calmness in the face of changes. This calmness is the outcome of a sense of inner security. With this sense of inner security, you begin to feel that you have stable legs with which you can trust life and life on earth. You can actually put your feet on the ground. The ground might be shaky, and it probably is, but you are not shaky. So we need to realize and recognize this inner stability that can allow us to agree to experience pain and change, and to even invite changes into our life. So here's the principle. The root chakra doesn't tell you, for the sense of stability, you need to stop life. No, it tells you stop trying to create an unchanging reality and start feeling an inner stability that can fearlessly allow life to flow and change. No one can agree to life's flow unless you have the very opposite, which is inner stability. And stability is not about creating a changeless reality. It is actually about being unafraid of the changing reality. Put simply, it's not life that needs to be stable. You need to be stable. So that's a very important principle, and it's actually so important that without it, without assimilating it, you cannot really open up in other chakras. As long as you fear change and fear life, everything else is blocked. Basically, any meditation can help you to relax this chakra, for the simple reason that any meditation helps you to relieve your existential tension. But here we will learn to do it consciously and intentionally. So here's our first practice. It's a rather physical one and a basic one that can help us to activate the first chakra. Let's do it together. Close your eyes. Take one deep breath. Then breathe slowly and deeply, relaxing your body with every breath you take. Now begin to breathe into the area of the perineum. Try to identify this sort of a small ball or gland in the middle of the perineum from the inside. Feel this point of pressure. In the in-breath, breathe into this point. In the out-breath, breathe from the point. So into this point and out of this point. By doing that, slowly allow the knot of the root chakra to begin to open up. This relaxation might evoke at first sadness or even tears. If this happens, don't worry, they are just being released by your system. Simply continue to breathe into this knot and breathe out of this knot. Let it first relax and open up the pelvis. The legs, the belly. It might even reach the throat area and come out in the form of yawning. When you breathe into the root chakra and out of the root chakra, it creates a sort of a ripple effect. It is just like ripples in a pond that begin to spread throughout your entire body and even your mind. Let it loosen up. The entire body, including the mind that is directly connected to the tension or relaxation of the first chakra. You might even feel some movement in that area. Some energy moving or vibration or even a snake-like movement. Because there is a constant hardening and tightening of that area, as a result, there is a tightening of our entire body. So to continue to breathe into this knot and out of it. Many of our back pains and muscle stiffness are caused by the tightness of this area. You really don't have to tighten. This is a wrong strategy. Has your tightening ever helped you to cope with situations? Of course not, so you can remain soft and flexible. Feel how through this breathing you are loosening your muscles, starting from the pelvis and the legs, and continuing with the belly, the back and the shoulders. Feel how you're slowly melting away the entire stiffness of your muscular system. With softness, you can actually flow with life much more easily. So slowly you can come out of this meditation. If you would like to continue this practice in a different form, try today a self-massage of your legs and feet. Take some 20 minutes and start from the inner thighs slowly towards your feet. In this way, you will be able to loosen up the legs that are the first victim of an unstable root chakra. And we will meet tomorrow for our second day of root chakra activation. Goodbye.